Joel Polak on Mark Levin, Momentum Behind Donald Trump, Not Kamala Harris. By Hannah Knudsen on August 20, 2024. The momentum is actually behind former President Donald Trump, not Vice President Kamala Harris, Breitbart News' Joel Polak said during an appearance on The Mark Levin Show, discussing his latest book The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days. Polak said he is impressed by the Trump campaign, particularly over the last 10 days, identifying Sen. J.D. Vance, R.O., Trump's running mate, as a big asset. I think he has also sharpened his game, and I was impressed today. Before I went over to the protest at the Democratic convention, I went over to Trump Tower. They had a whole press event there with Senators Rick Scott, RFL, and Ron Johnson, RY, talking about Kamala Harris's policies. He said, explaining that Republicans are laser-focused on policy right now and projecting an air of confidence, like they can overcome whatever advantages the Democrats have in the media and vote by mail and all of that, and they can actually win this thing. So it is getting sharper and stronger, he said, adding that the establishment media and Democrats have poured so much propaganda into Kamala Harris. But maybe the timing wasn't right for them. August tends to be a time when people tune out, take their family vacations. Maybe people have just learned not to trust the media. You know, someone pointed out that this is the same playbook they ran with Barack Obama, where they inflated him to almost godlike status, and we've seen it before. The first time they did it. Maybe it worked. But she's not pulling in any independents. There are no Republicans who are a little soft on Trump, who are thinking of jumping over, he said, explaining that Harris's decision to choose Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., as her running mate instead of Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, D., signaled she's going for the left, not more moderate voters. She's trying not to antagonize the anti-Israel people in her party who are outside her convention right now. She's not reaching out to the middle. So she's not going to pick up any ground that Joe Biden won in 2020. She's not going to add any states. The battle is on her turf. Trump is going after the states that Biden won. And so she's got to play defense, no matter what the media do. And I think that she needs, as you say, to have a much bigger lead at this point if she's going to have a chance at competing, Polak said. I think the momentum is in the opposite direction. Listen. I think Trump is fighting into her lead, and he's overtaking her in some of the swing states. And he's going to start building momentum as he retools his campaign for the fall, he added, explaining later in the interview that at the end of the day, Kamala Harris's ideas can't work. They just can't work. I live in California, which is a beautiful state, but nothing that she's proposing has worked in California. It's all been tried, from the housing subsidies to the rising minimum wage, which is now causing fast food workers to be laid off and restaurants to close. You know, the plastic bag ban that she championed and the Democrats championed 10 years ago has resulted in more plastic bags being thrown away, not fewer. So everything she's proposing to do on a national level, price controls. You know, Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, has imposed price controls on the insurance industry. Now you can't get home insurance in California. All the companies are leaving, he said, emphasizing that every single thing Harris is proposing has been tried in her home state of California, and it has failed. If you want to stump a Democrat who you're having an argument with over who to vote for, just ask them to name one Kamala Harris achievement. Aside from getting elected, what has she done? And they'll never be able to answer because she has no record of accomplishment. And everything she's proposing on a national level has been tried in California, he added. The Agenda, What Trump Should Do in His First 100 Days, is available now.